ever question that you're Love there for the right reason. Where rich man never knows.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
I love it. You're falling in love.
Well, I'll send you pictures.
All right.
All right.
You take it. Did you give her a card? Oh, here.
No, I did
not. I didn't get my card yet.
Okay.
Right, yeah. You did it. Your angel card is Overcoming Difficulties, and that's from Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Yes. I love it.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay,
my darling.
All right, we got to rock, we got to roll.
Sassy. Sassy has to say hi.
Okay.
That's cool.
Here's Sassy.
Oh, what a cutie.
That's Sassy.
Darling.
That's my
Sassy.
She's so cute. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Mom.
Thank you for calling.
All right, let's get everybody up.
You know, I got to tell you before we move on, I have never seen her so glowing.
How many dates have they had?
They've had two.
Okay, and they're already talking about mommy and moving in with a kid?
No, they're joking about it.
Kids don't,
you
joke
were busy.
Kids don't joke about that.
The kid has already decided when he's 10. He's only 7.
I'm just saying.
He's going to go live with his dad.
All right. Okay. 2 dates. All right. Whatever.
Okay. But you know when it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels right. You know it.
Then why is there a divorce court?
Well, he probably never had. She might have been pregnant. Who knows?
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying, you know, I I'm a cautious, slow, take-it-easy person. Let's pump the brakes. What's the rush? Unless it's like, doctor said I got 6 months to live. Well, then you better pick up the pace. I got you. But if not, just take it easy. What's the rush?
She Life looked is... glowing like I thought she was going to tell me she was pregnant. But I think what it is her heart is pregnant with love for Edward.
Wow, I hate it when my heart gets pregnant.
Teresa and Edward sitting in a tree.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. I'm talking to the blog talk, folks.
Did you? Oh, I had a question real quick for you.
Look. Yeah, we okay. talked about it already. I gave him an international shout out.
Okay. Just wondering.
I did. Yes, indeed. Also, all right. Blog talkers, you're probably doing the WTF. All right. Here's the deal. When the show started, they said there was a problem. They were trying to fix it. So you probably were holding. So some of you gave up and said, what the hell? But some of you stayed on for like an hour waiting.
Like Lisa and 203, whoever that is.
Yeah, we'll get two folks from there.
All right.
So that's the reason you're wondering why we did this. We weren't being mean and trying to really make you go nuts. Is we were really hoping they would fix the problem. Apparently, the only way to fix it was to actually cancel the show, which is not as easy as you would think just to kill the show. It isn't. I thought I was killing it, and there it was again. Finally, I killed it, made a new one, and abracadabra. So we're back. So
you made a new one. Great.
That's the only way I could fix it. I had to cancel it. When I thought I would cancel it, and then I go, hey, I'm going to create a new one, and then it popped up the old one. I'm like, well, come on, man. All right.
Somebody here has made a good comment before we leave.
Okay, what?
Ever since I've met her. Which was at my office.
National shout out to Suzanne from UK. I mean, from UK.
She's been alone. She went on dates. They were all failures. And to see her, love is amazing.
Yep, two dates and you're already in love forever.
You know what? It's something in your spirit where you just know like Pamela at the office would say, you know that you know that you know.
All right. Like I say, everybody that goes that altar typically know that they know that they know. Then all of a sudden, a certain point later, they're at divorce court, and they know that they don't know that they don't know, or they fucked up and they thought they knew. That's all I'm saying. Remember I told you about that ceremony I went to?
Yes.
Were they all beautiful thing? He had a Voss like red sand grains, and she had a vase of blue sand grains, and they poured an empty vase, and they all intermingled. And the little priest said, now that these two have joined together, nobody can separate these grains of sand. And I looked at my buddy, I said, Norfolk Circuit Divorce Court can separate that shit grain by grain with tweezers, let me tell you that.
You made the whole table, or
the whole table after
that.
But it was just, I kept it low enough, just so it was just
your
table.
You're just such a cynic.
Cynic? No. Isn't it synonymous almost with realistic?
I don't know.
Go to divorce court, the docket. It's not very empty.
Read Corinthians in the Bible. Doesn't it say in there, and the greatest of these is love? Or am I getting my documents mixed up?
You can be in love and not get married. Right?
Yeah, and she always swore she never would.
Oh, and that's famous last words from chicks. I know a lot of times when they hit their 30s and 40s and they've had one or two marriages, I'm never getting married again. I'm never getting married again. I'm like, yep, right. Don't even argue them. Just say, okay.
Somebody would have to be pretty damn special for me because
you know they're full of shit.
My late husband left me very good economic benefits. And if I marry, poof, they all go away. The pension.
Poof, the magic
and
dragon.
All the other things. And medical, all of poof.
We did extend the show, Blog Talkers.
Yeah,
you got screwed in the pooch or whatever they say it. I don't know what it means either. It's kind of weird. So here we go. Rick, go to area 203, Connecticut. It's one of two people, 203.
It's Michelle.
It is Michelle. It's our other Connecticut
Hello,
203
Michelle.
Person.
Hello,
Michelle. Yes. Is it our Michelle that is chit-chatting with us?
Yes, yes.
And you're the one that you get that nasty thing where they're trying to charge you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I called them my phone and they said the same thing. You're going to get a 1 cent per minute charge.
That's terrible.
But it's something with our cell phone carriers because that's not supposed to happen because Blog Talk not supposed to charge people.
Okay.
We'll ask the other people on here. They're not supposed to. Shame on them.
I wasn't sure if it was a scam thing, so I didn't want to stay on the line, but...
I actually was. That was one of the reasons I was going to kick those back. I just never got the AT&T to get a new phone.
We pay. You folks do not.
Yeah, we pay, so you don't have to. So
yeah,
I have T-Mobile, but I was Sprint and converted, so I'm still kind of a Sprintish person. But I talked to somebody forever, and they were useless. And they were like, well, you know, at first they would block me. They wouldn't even give me an option. And then now it says, well, you know, if you want to continue, press this button, you're going to get a 1 cent per minute charge, it says. And I was like, that's bullshit.
And it's not always. A couple of days ago when I called, no charge. But before that, there were a couple of times charges, and today there's charge. So it's random.
Who is your cell phone provider, if
T-Mobile.
You don't mind?
T-Mobile.
Did you used to be a Sprint person ever?
No, never. Not Sprint.
Okay. I think T-Mobile is the theme here because that's who I am now. So I think they randomly suck. Yeah, I am just a lazy bastard. I'd already be AT&T because they give me a damn new phone and they have the same plans. But I just haven't got my butt over there.
You're still with Sprint?
No, Sprint merged. T-Mobile and Sprint merged, so they
that's right.
They converted me to T-Mobile.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah. So all right. Well, anyway, let's not eat up your time. You held patiently for like an hour and more than an hour. So, well, thank you so much. And I would, if you get charged, I would call them up and raise a holy hell the best you can if it shows up on your bill. Michelle, have you actually seen it on your bill or you just hear that message every time?
I hear the message. I don't look at the bill.
Well, if you're looking at the bill, the message may be an error. And if it doesn't show up on your bill, then it's no big deal.
You can also look online on her account.
And we just said that. I see her bill
sorry.
Online.
I'm daily.
When I said look at your bill, I didn't mean like you have to wait for a paper copy. I mean,
no, Suzanne, I do not.
Suzanne?
She says that there's a fake account of me running around on there asking people for their bank information.
There's nothing we can do about that, these fake accounts, because we didn't make that.
Try to get a screen capture of
you,
it.
If you
send
get
it
that,
to me.
No, you folks, if you get that fake account, report that. It won't affect us. Oh, good, good. It won't affect us. It won't screw our account up because we didn't create it. If we created it, then we'd go down with it, but we deserve to go down with it. So just report them, block them, report them, because you know it ain't us. All right, anyway, Michelle, you have the floor. We keep saying we keep yanking the freaking thing away from you.
Okay, well, so less than 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to move to Myrtle Beach. I went out to Myrtle Beach. I last weekend, I looked all over the place, looked around for housing, went up and down the coast an hour in each direction, and I came home with a lot of perspective, but thinking, I don't want to move to Myrtle Beach. So I'm going to continue to look at the beaches, but I may just stay put where I am because it is a nice place and it's a good place for my cats. So that's a really good perspective. And I've got some other plans I'm putting together, maybe going back to school, taking some courses, just refresher courses. So, but in any case, I still have my job and this job is still the roller coaster up and down. I can make it through the whole day feeling, I made it through the day. And the last second of the day, something comes up to aggravate me for the rest of the night. But I'm in a new group now, and I'm just wondering if it's going to eventually get better.
All right.
Always a good question. It's going to get better.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to lay out your cards right now.
Michelle, where are you at? I think you're not actually in Connecticut, right?
Right, I'm in Georgia.
And she's in Georgia, and she's the one that was in the Myrtle Beach area, which is not very far away for her drive-wise. That's not too far of a drive. So, yeah. It depends on where you are in Georgia. I'm a dumbass. Clicking on that border automatically. That's a bad assumption on my part. Yeah. Yeah, Georgia's not...
Not much for some people.
Yeah. Well, 7 hours is a good jaunt. You're right. But it's not like stuff you want to go to. Hey, I'll just go to Myrtle Beach every day on the weekend. No, not when it's 7 hours away.
Right, well, exactly.
I've got to tell you that under the designation I love most, which is sure to come true, the last spread in the layout. I honestly do believe that you are going to take another job. It's not tomorrow, and it's not, you know, even yet this year, but I do believe you're going to move on to another position, another job. It's just going to seem to, like, fall into your lap, okay? And a lot of the most destined things for us will do that. It'll simply be right in your life. And I think that by the time you make that move, you'll be ready to do that. I don't necessarily feel it's going to involve a relocation. And I think it's good that you decided to go and see what life in Myrtle Beach would be like, and you've decided against it. That is, I think...
Oh, see, I missed that with Blog Talk stuff. So she did check it out and changed her mind, huh?
Yeah, and
that's,
I think
good. That's smart.
That's important to do that.
It is very good to do your reconnaissance and your, your don't. Some people wing it and just get in the car and live someplace and give it a shot, but that's like playing the lot. It's better to do the homework if you can up front like you did and go investigate.
Otherwise, you'd always have a question mark with there.
You just don't know, right? And you got to
know, right? Exactly. And I still want to go to Hilton Head. I still want to look at the other places. I just have a really good setup for my animals right now. And it's a really pleasant house. It is. But where I currently live. But it's just not near the water.
Well, I also want you to know, which I'm sure this is just confirmation to you, but you have far more, I'm going to say intelligence, but it's bigger than that. You have...
Is it intuition?
It's gifts, knowing your work. You're too gifted for where you're working. Or think about it.
Well, she means whatever her...
Your skills,
she's talented.
That is.
She has a talent skill at what she does.
Yes.
That is more than the average person, whatever she does.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all
right. It would be like, think of it this way. You take, say, a person that is in leadership in a company, and you have to sit down and answer the phone and just write up, you know, who called. That's the difference of where you're going and where you are. You're more like a receptionist, but you need to be in a higher place, and that is coming for her. Coming, I wouldn't be surprised if you get headhunted.
And that's good, because a good company doesn't want you. If a good company, and they're not small companies, sometimes don't have room for growth. But if it's a decent sized company, they want to give the employees the opportunity to grow, because they can be the future leaders that will actually make the company be better.
And her thing is,
right,
what I see as an obstacle for you, Michelle, is that you are not appreciated. They look at you and it's as if they're thinking, you know what, they're 8 in line behind you, so we don't have to give you any special.
Those are the jobs that you take when you're desperate, but you don't want to keep it forever.
And your future is calling, Michelle. I mean, clearly in the
writing is on the wall.
It is. And
I wonder what wall that is.
Where is that wall?
Must be some wall full of graffiti or some shit.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised if you get headhunted. And then that's when you know just how special you
really
are. Yeah, because
those folks get, the headhunters, if they're true headhunters, they get a commission for landing you. And that person obviously has to stay a certain amount of time. They just can't just get a jackwad and then get fired. That headhunter's not going to get their money. So they want to get a good person.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's going to happen one way or the other, right?
Yeah. So that's
good to know.
That is the positive thing. I like that.
I do too.
I like that, because, you know, so everybody gets, we're humans, every time, sometimes we get in a fight and we're very negative on ourselves.
One thing is,
situations around us, but it's snap.
I've got to include this. You work for some man, or he has been part of your professional, your professional life. And this man is such a, I want to say ass, because he knows the potential you have, but doesn't acknowledge it to you. And it makes you feel, you know, there's sadness here, because you know you deserve better.
Yeah.
You've got courage to get on a plane and go to another city and look around.
Oh, you flew to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the whole 2-day excursion, 3-day excursion.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
Back on the third day.
Yeah. That is cool. That is cool that you at least spent some time. Oh, that's cool.
That's gutsy, too.
Well, that's cool, too.
You know,
it is Myrtle Beach in the middle of the summer. Yeah, I bet that beach was popping. Did you go to the beach itself?
It was a very interesting experience, because I, you know, the hotels are like $400 a night. So picked one, and I don't know any part of Myrtle Beach, and I picked one that looked kind of lower class but clean. And the reviews said it was clean and it was being renovated. Well, I get in there, and it was like nasty people at the desk. It was sort of a crappy hotel, but I said, you know what? I've got air conditioning. The other guy didn't. The other guy checking in didn't. I said, the beds are clean. The beds are okay. I've got air conditioning. And I just made the best of it.
Cops may show up.
Well, that shows your flexibility.
Was that right on the beach, basically?
Where you could see the ocean?
Yeah, I was right on the beach. I was looking at the water. Yeah.
Yes,
and you know what?
Well,
the people at the hotel got nicer. I just, you know, was full of love and niceness to them, and I got it back from them. It was nice.
That's cool.
Well, they're probably treated badly by a lot of tourists.
I remember as a bunch of us squids trekking down one day in my very younger years as a young man, we went down, but we got a beach 10, 15 miles inland because it was cheaper, and then we ventured out there to party.
Well, and
I don't think we ever stayed at the hotel.
In season, that is not a high priority hotel.
I slept on some pool at a hotel I'd never been to, talking to me. I just fell asleep at some other pool at a hotel I wasn't belonging to. Woke up the next morning. That's what you do when you party.
Yeah.
That was beautiful sleep. Now, oh my God, I don't know about now. I might have been sweating to death. All right, well, thank you. Hey, stand by, Michelle.
Okay.
She was very different. Of your angel card reading is leadership, and that's from Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership, power, and position and lovingly guide others.
Damn straight, Michelle.
Time to actually, you got skills, you got talents, and when you take that leadership, it's like they say, yeah, not only do you run things, you also guide the younger people to be better as they progress,
you're bound,
right?
In that direction.
They call it like mentorship almost. You're almost like mentoring them. Some people that are in charge, bosses, don't give two shits about mentorship or whatever.
Yeah.
But a good organization, it's like, yeah, you're in charge of them, but you want them to someday be a future boss somewhere. You care. A lot of places don't give two shits. It's the world we live in.
Well, I was telling one of the other managers today exactly, you know, what was wrong with every part of this company and how they have the wrong people in the wrong positions. They don't know how to manage.
Yep.
Said, you know, I said, you know, I have done this job so many times, but I'm not the lead of this job. But I know how to do it, and I'm the only one doing it. I said, you'll never get this done. So, and he said, well, I guess, you know, I'll have to step up or something like that. So,
Typically when a company is dysfunctional at the lower level, it started at a very high level. They are disengaged and don't care. And that's when they will start failing. And when employees are miserable, the good ones are going to leave, and you're going to get the crappy ones. And they guess what you get out of that? What you get? Here I am on a soapbox. You didn't even get on a soapbox, Benet. I did.
Well, you know what? This is eventually going to be in your rear view mirror.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lessons learned.
You're going where you need to be.
Yeah, it's like one of the things you tell other folks. Well, I've been, when they say, I was at this one company like this.
Yeah.
That used to suck, and then I came here or something like that. Yep.
Yeah, you'd be able to talk about poorly wound.
Yeah.
Run business.
And when you get in a management position, you talk with other managers and you say, hey, I know what not to do because I worked at a place where they did everything wrong. So we got to make sure we don't do that shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, Michelle, wonderful to have you with us.
Yeah, and you are so patient and you talk with us through all the problems, listening to hold music for I can't even imagine listening to that hold music for about an hour and some change.
No.
And then when
this
I killed the show, you came back. She knew to come back. We appreciate that.
So glad.
It was the highlight of my day, your show.
Yeah, and you know
well,
what?
Thank you.
And I was wondering about the Myrtle Beach thing. I remember we've been talking about for a while, and it's cool to know that she went there and it didn't trip the trigger, so that's cool. She did her job well. Yes, indeed.
Stay in touch with us. It was wonderful, by the way, meeting with you the other day. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, I didn't know you had a private thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Oh, that... Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
It took me a while to figure out.
I've killed way too many brain cells.
I'm sorry. What are you saying? Yes, Michelle.
Oh, I just said it took me a while to figure out the website, but I got it now. And it does work. There's just some little glitches.
I went back, and I think what we need to do is the 800 number is confusing on how to register and how to get where you want it.
Oh, you're talking about the bill for call website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a lot of control over that. So.
Yeah, it needs to give people proper instructions.
It's going
to
get a reboot, especially since they added chat. So we're going to basically have to re-rack it eventually here.
Yeah.
Totally.
It starts with logging in, though. When you log in, it defaults to advisor, so it doesn't recognize your login. And that's something that you're not used to. I mean, usually you don't have to... It defaults to advisor. So I do it like four times, and then I say, oh, my gosh, I forgot again. you know.
Well, I will confess to you, I have no help. I only had an admin manual, and I can't exactly say that I was a wizard at this whole operation.
I tried to help you also a little bit, and I think what's happened also is they've made a lot of changes that we didn't go back and update our stuff. Remember, they've done some other changes, so it's probably our fault in the long run because it never used to do that. It never used to do that. So the fact that it's telling her that means, we can go back and basically push a reset button and start again. But we shall do so.
Well, thank you so much. Your feedback was wonderful.
We have to know that because that's the
– Yeah, have it default to member. Have it default to member because you'll always remember to pull down advisor, but members won't necessarily see that. And
it never used to have that. It never used to have that kind of menu or anything. So that's a new thing. So they've obviously done some changes, and we haven't caught ourselves up. So it's probably our fault in the long run, but we'll fix it. But I'm glad you told us. We want to know we needed to fix it. So now we know.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
We shall murder it and then bring it back to life.
Take care, honey, and stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Suzanne here said something that I would like to share with you.
Okay, go.
And
go.
With
Do
the
it.
Blog
Do
talkers,
it.
She wrote that our show helps people, and she is shocked, but people need people to talk to, and some people haven't got family. And I think you're helping people, Deborah and Jim. And thank you.
Okay.
That means a lot to us.
We've been doing some stuff. I haven't been there to watch a lot of the chit chat.
And especially for you folks overseas, international, that stay up at, old dark 30 to watch our show. That blows me away.
I didn't stay up that last night, but I still had a tough time waking up.
When? Today?
This morning. I'm not a tough time waking up. I had a tough time not coming back to sleep. I woke up just fine. My body was saying, go back to sleep. My brain's saying, you can't. You got to work, dumbass. There's a battle going on.
We have Samantha who is watching from New
Zealand. Oh, international shout out to Samantha from New Zealand. Also on the other side of the globe.
Yes. We've had a lady waiting. She's a lady waiting.
It was supposed to be. This Wednesdays we go. Phone, Facebook. So we had to go Facebook like three, four in a row or whatever because we had phone issues. But the phone issues are back, so we go two phones in a row. So we're going to go to area code 520, which is Olita.
You guys are such troopers. Thank you for doing what you do.
You are probably wondering what the hell was going on with that whole music for an hour.
No, I knew. I knew, being because of we're having such wild weather all over, and you had mentioned that you're experiencing bad weather yourself.
This one was on. We don't know where Blog Talk is headquartered. We know where the company is headquartered and where their call-in center is headquartered is two different things. We don't know that because look at all their numbers have different area codes. So we don't know what the hell that means. So they may have had bad weather wherever everybody called into. But you guys got in fine, but we are hosts. We call into something different as hosts. Apparently that had an issue. Blah, 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 long time, blah, blah, blah. Fix it, and here you are. You are back. You're back amongst us. Thank you for staying with us for eternity.
Aw, well, thank you for doing what you all do. We feel such care and affection. You guys, you really give it your all, and you're so kind and non-judgmental. I mean, you're the whole package, both of you.
That's because I'm a good actor, so that's why.
Well, how are things going? I'd like to know.
You got to give us updates.
Yeah, so this is what's going on. We spent we made a decision that, because I'm feeling horrible. A friend of mine said, grab a pillow and scream into it because I'm just feeling so damn, And I claim, my neighbor says, when I see other people that have you know, they're out on the street. I feel, he feels so guilty. I said, no, we worked hard for what we have, but, and I know I shouldn't complain. I know there are worse scenarios elsewhere on the planet, but, you know,
yes,
not being able to ride my bike and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, we
there, you know what?
And we,
let her finish. Go ahead.
We followed through on it. We got up early for us, and he moved it back an hour, so that was okay with me. But we just hit it. You know, we went out to the park, and I sat on the bench like a broken-down former accident victim with my crutch.
No, oh, you have one single crutch?
Well, I'm crutching it, you know, and I carry a bag of I'm the bag lady. I carry my thermos of coffee and my thermos of juice, my thermos of water because it's so hot out here. And then he can do different things. I do different things because he has different injuries. He has serious injuries. I have, you know, I took a hit too. So anyway, he was practicing his walking, and he did really well. And so, and I have exercises I can do too, sitting down.
I, you know what?
Yeah.
It's physical therapy. It is. You have to do that stuff. You got to do it.
And you know what? Well, I'm going to go take that long, arduous drive to get my grandson because the mother wants me to come get him. And I told her, you know, this is the condition of my physical health, but I'm laying low today. I'm just washing clothes and doing the mess. We came back and, you know, we had lunch and blah, 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 but I just took a long nap and I'm going to hop in the car and go get him. And there it is. Deb, how's the lay of the land? Do we look good in the cards?
Are you going to go? Oh, yeah, I know. Lisa. Lisa. Are you going at this time of day to go get him?
Or tomorrow or the Friday or
no, what? I'm going tomorrow morning first thing. I'll roll out of bed and just go get him.
Okay, so for the weekend then, basically, right?
No. She is having a hard time, and she said till school starts. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I'm prepared to, you know, he can be here however long he needs to. I don't know. And I just want to know what's happening with me and the neighbors. It looks good. It looks good. I mean,
you seem more relaxed, doesn't she? Calmer.
Yeah, you're clearing your throat a lot. Is there a lot of is the pollen level
allergies
kind of high? Is the pollen level really high out there?
Oh, allergies. I'm drinking right now. I squeezed myself some fresh lemon juice to try and. Yeah, I know. I do clear my throat a lot. You're right. And
no, I just noticed it, but it could be a lot of other things. It could be medication. You know, I don't know.
I try not to take.
Or Coke. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't taken I was in pain. I woke up from my nap, and I just took some Tylenol. I try to take the pain med at night if it's really, really bad.
Right.
I was awake for hours last night because nothing seemed to be working. Pain med nor the ibuprofen, 800 milligram. So,
the horse
but
pills.
We hit it. You know, we went to the park, and
okay.
We hit it.
All right. Well, that's cool, though. Go ahead, Deb.
God, keep talking for a minute. It took off.
All right. She's waiting for her thought boomerang to come back, which is
boomerang.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to get the grandson. You're going to leave tomorrow. Do you know he's going back, or are you just kind of playing that by ear?
Said maybe not till school time.
Oh, maybe not till after Labor Day?
No, as it stands now, the mother said till his school starts, but the mother is going through some really difficult times, and I don't know. We'll see.
I got it. Yeah, I'm not going to pry, but I understand, you know, I understand. And if the mother's going through difficult times, the child does not need to be part of that. I got that. Understood.
Well, I have
go ahead.
She's the legal guardian, so I have to jump through hoops with whatever she says, and that's how I work that game. That's how I roll. You know, I just do whatever she says. You know, if she says bring him back, I have to.
True enough. Yeah.
That was a weird statement.
What?
Well, of course the mom's the legal guardian. Of course she is. She's the mom.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had thoughts about, you know, he likes being with me, and I don't like what goes on at her house, but I'm not going to get into it on the radio. And I just see what we see.
You don't have to understand. That's cool. I understand, and I'm glad you're there. That's what matters.
Yeah, and
thank
I think
you.
Things are going to continue to go very smoothly between you and the neighbor.
Yep.
It looks really good. And I see any kind of knowledge is that concerning the accident. Yeah.
Unless you want to extend,
you're going to want to make sure that your care and everything is properly covered from the accident. So that's the only thing I see that could be.
So you see nothing negative?
Yeah.
And that's has nothing to do with their relationship. What you see could be a problem.
Nothing with their relationship.
Well, that's what she cares about.
And that little boy coming in, well, he's going to be just amazing for the two of you.
Might help you guys heal a little better.
Well, it will help the neighbor with his morale.
Just saying, which is ultimately healing. It's going to help you heal in the long run, having the youth in there.
Yeah.
The youth.
We were kind of touching on, you know, what we were going to do. He loves, my grandson is such a character. When I take him to a farmer's market or wherever, he loves to dance in public.
From what I see here, I think the two of you will share the little boy to a certain extent. You know, your neighbor's going to be a good helper. With that.
If you guys want to go dancing, you can get up. Each get a walker. You can dance with a walker.
Right.
I can make that joke because I used a walker. I've been a walker, so I can make that joke. So I know what it's like.
Oh, I was too.
We've been on walkers, so we know. And actually, the problem is when you've been on long enough, you can really get good at moving. Then you kind of feel bad. Like, I really wish I wasn't good at moving. I wish I was not on the walker.
Because
you put that little tennis ball on that with the end down there.
Yeah.
And you can kick ass with that sucker, boy. You put that tennis ball on there.
Two of them, right?
Yeah. You got to have the tennis ball on the two front ones. And then, you can, especially if you get in a waxed floor like Walmart or something, you just, bam, walk like you don't even have a walking issue with that sucker.
So, I think that you definitely rely that this is going to continue for the two of you. There is nothing to accept. Like I said, it's just maybe the insurance issues that, you know, have to be dealt with. So, but your care, you know, you don't even really come through the cards as, and I hate to say this, but it's a good sign. Your pain is not so...
It's not standing out in your card, so that sounds like it's not going to be a long-term thing to worry about. Is that what you're saying?
Right, nor intensifying.
It's not jumping out in your card. You don't like your pain. It sucks right now, but it's not showing up, which means that's probably not going to be something you're going to have to deal with for very long. That's what Deb is saying, right?
Right. I like how you kind of,
I'm doing my engineer talk, you know? We analyzed the risk and we mitigated the risk, and we feel the frequency of the risk happening versus the severity of the risk, that's not going to be anything. All right, go ahead.
Love it. Yeah, your thing.
My thing. I have to do a lot of things, but here's my one thing I do on the show. The subject of your angel card reading subject is nurture.
Oh,
Angel Gabrielle.
Yeah.
As you nurture a child,
you
nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important to you right now.
I love that. That is so timely.
It's kind of cool how they show somebody holding a kid and adults around. It's like, that's what I was saying, having that grandchild over, because the brain is a bit powerful for healing. I bet you guys are going to heal better.
Well, and I think it's good for him, too, being a father figure to this little boy.
Just in general, you have that young...
Or a grandpa figure,
You have a young kid with all that youthful, not tainted, horrible opinions, and it's just pure love and energy. It's gonna do you guys good in your brain and help your body heal.
It certainly does. And Lisa, you hung in there for us.
Oh, my God.
I do have to say it to everybody.
Forever.
I'm going to need to call it a night because my army son, Lance, his Japanese wife is in the ER tonight. She has been saying that symptoms she's having remind her when she had a stroke past, when she was put in a medically induced coma for over 20 days. Then after I spoke with my son, who said, I'll get it, because he's likely trying to get in touch with me. But then she called me, video call, and very earnestly asked me, she said, "Mama, Deb, how many husbands do I have?" I said, "You only have one." And she said, "Aren't I married to Dobby, too?" And that's my other son's little wiener dog.
Well, but Dobby is actually infamously known as the Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
Dobby, or I think Dobby, Dobby, whatever that's talking about.
Whatever it is. And so she's had a lot of confusion and very concerned for her.
Oh, dear. Well, prayers. We are prayer warriors for you.
Thank you.
Oh, and we appreciate you being a Blog Talk warrior.
Yeah, you are a warrior.
Yeah, there was two of you. I mean, the other one did pretty. There was a lot of other callers that hung as long as they could.
Yeah.
But Michelle and Lisa hung the longest.
Yes.
I'm not faulting the other folks. I wouldn't have hung as long as some of the other folks did.
Did we get a blue ribbon?
And a gold star.
Remember that? Give that man a blue ribbon. Paps blue ribbon.
I want a Paps blue ribbon.
Paps blue ribbon. Give that man a blue ribbon. Actually, PBR is still out there, and you know, Cogan Pizza that way.
Yeah.
You know what they call it on their menu? Gorilla piss.
They do?
There's worse beers out there, but they call it gorilla piss. Oh, we got to go, Lisa.
Everybody, take care.
I think we could do this very nice special. We've got a lot of stuff going on tonight.
Goodbye, Jim. I didn't do that. All right.
The internet. Oh,
we're not sure about tomorrow. We'll have to see what tomorrow brings.
Which is...